producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, Cato, I think I heard what you have to say. The problems of the Christians. No, the problems of the fake Christians. Hiding in their mega churches, glitter bugging about. Andrew in Iowa, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Welcome, brother.
Yeah, my main issue today is the Middle East situation with Israel and Iran heating up. I think that we need to pay close attention to this and other issues domestically, but we need to pay attention to this situation because deep down in my gut, I have a gut feeling that this is going to be the next huge war. I think that we're going to team up with Netanyahu behind the scenes and attack Iran and bring the Middle East into another bigger war.
Oh, I agree. And we could wake up any morning and reactors have been blown up and the Iranians are attacking back, and then we're in a huge war and we'll be diverted with that war while they open the borders and everything else that's happening. You're absolutely right. Good point. Thank you, Andrew. Joshua in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead, Joshua.
Yes, hello, Mr. Jones. How are you?
Good.
Okay. Let me just give a little background information before I ask my question. I promise I'll be quick. I'm interested in going to dental school, but as I'm sure you know, dental school is quite expensive, and my family doesn't have a whole lot of money, so I would have to take out loans, but I'm not interested in getting $500,000 in debt in this economy. So my grandfather, who served in the military, he's not in it anymore, he suggested I pursue it through the Army. So I went to the recruiter and went through the process. I'm not signed on or anything yet, but I was interested in joining. And I was listening to your radio program one day, and I heard how the military was putting microchips into soldiers, and I did some research on my own, and I found that the Washington Post and WorldNet Daily, and I think it was New American, they all had reported on the same thing like 3 years ago in 2012. But I wanted to see what the recruiter had to say, so I went to the Navy recruiter this time, and I asked them about that information. I presented the articles to them, and they said they had not heard of that. Not that I'm saying you're wrong. No,
I believe them. It's only special officers and special forces types that have gotten the chip so far, but I mean, that's why it's in the news. It's a fact.
Okay, so here's my question with all that being said.
I wouldn't be worried about the microchip. I'd be worried about the vaccines they give you in the military. I think it's great to have good people join the military and get aid and go into college and stuff later. In fact, the military will put you through dental school, sir, if you promise to then enlist after you have the degree. That's one of the best. And then you're going to be an officer and won't have to take the vaccines. Little newsflash for you. I was good friends with a guy. He moved away. He actually went back to the Army, Dr. Dillingham. We used to go to competitive police shooting deals that had civilians involved. And he was a great guy. He'd been in the Army, come out and been a dentist, went back in the Army. He liked it so much. Was it the Air Force? No, it was the Army. And so I know at least when he went, they put him through college before he was even in the Army. But he had the grades. He had the grades. And I think he'd been to college for 2 years, and then he went. They have a program, at least they did, to put you through medical school to promise to then join the military. So that might be a pretty good plan for you. I don't know if that's still in place.
So you think it would be a good idea for me to join the military to pursue dentistry or some other type of education?
It's one of the only ways you can do it, not have a bunch of debts on you. And, you know, I support our troops. I don't support some of the illegal wars. And I think it's an honorable thing to join the military. The problem is they treat you so bad and then say you're the enemy after you're out. But if that's your path to try to get a dental degree, then I'm not going to certainly look down my nose at you. I mean, I got a beam in my eye compared to you, buddy. I'm certainly not judging around here.
I was a bit concerned because I heard you talk about how the military is trained to take the guns away and the microchips.
Yeah, I would not join. I would tell my son don't join today, but that's because he would have other opportunities probably. But I get joining. I mean, I kind of want to tell people to join, so we got patriots in there. But then they treat you so bad, I say, don't do it. But then I get mean, I understand it. There's a lot of different ways to look at it, is what I'm saying. Hey, I'm sorry, Josh, I'm out of time. Chris, Slim, Doug, we're out of time. Great job, the crew. See you back tonight, 7 o'clock Central, and Friday, 4 o'clock.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
The fall of Hillary Clinton could be at hand.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Raise the debt ceiling, it doesn't raise the debt, according to the great sage Barack Hussein Obama. The NBC News reports, U.S. hits debt limit on March 16th, needs to be raised. ASAP is where maneuvered towards absolute bankruptcy by the globalists, as they've done to hundreds of other countries in the last 200 years. The British Empire model of domination and control deployed against once free nations. And again, it's not even the British doing it, it's the British model of Rothschildian domination. I am your host, Alex Jones. Thank you for joining us on this syndicated radio broadcast. We have a former well-known CIA officer joining us, who's retired, Mr. Steele, who ran operations all over the Middle East. He'll be able to speak specifically to what we see happening with ISIS and the proxy war with Iran and what he thinks of Netanyahu's speech. We'll also look at election reform in this country and election 2016 coming up and a lot more with our guest. And we will also be taking your phone calls. Again, Robert David Steele, former Marine, CIA case officer, U.S. spy hacker, CEO of Open Source Solutions Network, will be joining us coming up in the second hour today. And we'll also open the phones up for questions for Mr. Steele in the second half of that interview. He's a really good guy who's aware of what's going on. We'll also get his take on any of the latest false flag developments that he's been tracking. We've got John Boehner, now caught red-handed, cutting a deal with Nancy Pelosi to use Netanyahu's speech as cover to fund Obama's executive amnesty. That same day, they sent the legislation to the president unchanged from what Obama wanted, giving him a blank check, just like Obamacare is a blank check. The gun-grabbing, bullet-banning garbage is a blank check. Congress is letting Obama operate and act like a dictator. And we've got an article at LouRockwell.com posted at Infowars.com by Andrew Napolitano that's very important, Judge Napolitano. A lone wolf president. When the president effectively writes the laws, Congress is effectively neutered. Well, that's right. And the Congress is self-neutering itself. Self-neuteration, I guess, not self-mutilation. Is the word here, but they're dragging us all along with them as that goes. We'll be breaking that down. The Hillary Clinton situation heats up into high gear, but what's really behind the move to finally destroy Hillary Rodham Clinton? I'll give you my breakdown in a moment and cover the different developments. I will certainly enjoy warming my hands and my posterior as well to the glowing funeral pyre of her criminal political dynasty. And it signals curtains for Jeb Bush as well. This is not just a maneuver between the Bush-Clinton crime syndicate take out Hillary as a rival. This is a larger repudiation of old figureheads by an establishment desperate for new faces to deceive the public into the future. But I'll give you my full breakdown on that in a moment. We'll also spend a lot of time on this. This new GOP bill would completely gut the FCC's net neutrality rules, the Washington Post. That's what they say. Of course, I don't believe a word the Washington Post says when it gets into actual legislation. Another one out of Ars Technica, Republicans, Internet Freedom Act, would wipe out net neutrality. Here is a Slashdot headline, House Republicans roll out legislation to overturn new net neutrality rules, Internet Freedom Act, for consideration in the House. Congresswoman, backed by AT&T Comcast, introduces bill to kill net neutrality. So I thought, hey, why don't we just actually get the bill? Instead of just listening to what the Washington Post says or listening to what Ars Technica says. And I've read over the bill. It's a very short bill. And I'm going to give you my take on it coming up. But I'll say this, you have to overturn what the FCC has done because they can't legislate from a federal agency. That's what you have a legislature, a Congress, or a state house for. This is all part of this dictatorial avalanche that we see accelerating. The way this bill's written, it does protect the Internet from the FCC power grab that is undoubtedly a takeover and funded by a bunch of big corporations. The problem is the way this is written, it could also be interpreted as to let telecoms get around net neutrality. So see, we're getting sliced up from both angles here. You got a bunch of special interests fighting like pirates on the deck of a ship, every man for themselves, to seize control of the Internet and then take advantage of having the regulatory catbird seat. So the Republicans leadership want to gut the Internet and take it over. The Democrat leadership wants to gut the Internet and take it over. And there's different ways to skin a cat, different ways to pluck a goose, different ways to slit a throat, different ways to burn down free speech. The truth is, leave the consumers in with boycotts. Antitrust laws are on the books, which aren't enforced for the last 30 years. We need antitrust enforcement in this country. the consumerists and others act like, oh, we had our precious thing to protect the internet, which they still won't release, which didn't originate out of the legislative body. See, I said I'd cover this. I'm going to cover it when I have covered some other news, and I'm going to read the bill on air. Instead of just hear what they say, we're going to read the bill. The bill is better than what the FCC did because it comes out of the legislature. A. B. Overall, it looks like a pretty fair, good bill that would protect the internet, but it's got some language that is not as good as what we had, no regulation, just a week ago. So, see, I don't trust the snout, the proboscis, the strip mining nozzle of government being involved in the internet anyway. So that's the big issue there, and they get all these fools to fight with each other on both sides of the debate, not realizing the whole thing is a fake debate. Government worldwide wants to control the internet because government is low in the polls, the lowest it's ever been since we've had polls the last 200 years, and across the world, not just here in the U.S., and mainstream media is collapsing and then collapsing again. Kind of like a sun will swell up and become a red giant for a while but not put off a lot of heat, and then it'll kind of implode into a white dwarf or a black dwarf or a red dwarf, depending on what type of gases it's mainly made up out of. And then finally, it just dies sometimes into a gas giant or into a gaseous remnant, or sometimes it explodes. You have a nova or supernova. And so you just keep seeing mainstream media collapse, 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 collapse in on itself. Is it going to go nova, supernova, and blow up? Supporting incredibly horrible totalitarian policies in an attempt to maintain hegemon, and in the process blow up peace and freedom by backing tyranny? Or will you just admit that you screwed up and do like a lot of mainstream journalists that have been censored, just go start your own operation? You end up being more successful, reaching more people, and in a lot of cases making more money on your own than working for these big establishment systems. But instead, mainstream media across the gambit, across the field, is lining up to support censorship as if that's ever going to resurrect you. You know, I like to say it because it's true. All the king's horses and all the king's men can't put mainstream lying, deceiving media back together again. Even if you start telling the truth now, you are so discredited, you are so known to be frauds that no one is coming back to you. And the model of how you're designed and how you're built can't compete in the future, regardless. So you had a chance to have the internet empower journalism. Instead, you have just continued doubling and tripling and quadrupling down with new lies for old, and so you're discredited. The question is, what will these cornered miscreants do now? Well, they're calling to shut down their competition. That's what Media Matters and others are calling for. They're calling for going after anybody that's not a collectivist. And you've got the Republican leadership backing open borders and amnesty. You've got the Republican leadership backing this FCC power grab so that they can deny it. You've got good grassroots Republicans, meaning well, bringing forward a bill that is much better than what Obama and the Republican leadership have done, and it's being decried by the establishment publications as a horrible power grab. And of course, Comcast, who's been a villain in all this and wants to destroy net neutrality for their own aims, of course they're backing this because this takes them out of the regulatory hegemon, the regulatory umbrella, the regulatory universe of the FCC. But we don't want the FCC over the internet. And we don't want Comcast either. But the language isn't in here, from what I've read, to empower Comcast. So again, it's a delicate issue. We wouldn't need this bill if we didn't have the FCC power grabbing right now. So that's where I stand on that. I'll detail it more coming up. The really big news we'll cover first when we return. Alan Greenspan warns stocks are without a doubt extremely overvalued. Annual rate of increase in entitlements of 9% per year. That dovetails with Lord Rothschild yesterday warns investors the most dangerous geopolitical situation since World War II. That's all up on Infowars.com. And meanwhile, feminism is being pushed as a way to just demonize any normal human activity and declare normal human activity mentally ill and deranged. Eating three meals a day declared racist by Mother Jones magazine. Dogmatic adherence to mealtime is anti-science and racist. Close quote.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
In school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it too. Yeah, I'm thirsty too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Islamic State bulldozes ancient Assyrian site in Iraq. Some of the most ancient statues and ruins in the world, and the United Nations UNESCO has called it a war crime. You know what? I don't like archaeological sites being destroyed, but I think the war crimes, the Christians getting killed by the hundreds of thousands and the non-radical Muslims and our government funding and financing it, anybody who thinks we're safe and aren't in the hands of total criminals, just understand our government's involved in that. Unprecedented evil. There were huge congressional hearings. People got in big trouble when the U.S. backed Saddam nerve-gassing the Kurds. That was a few thousand people. Now it's just Katie bar the door, go wild, anything goes, incredibly immoral. I want to open the phones up on this Friday edition specifically on what do we do about the presidency becoming a dictatorship officially. I mean, it's Andrew Napolitano, it's the head of the NRA, Wayne LaPierre, it's Jonathan Turley, a liberal constitutional law professor. Obama is a dictator now. Again, doesn't mean he's going to stay in office. It means he's setting the precedent that if you can get elected, you can be dictatorial, no checks and balances. And what do we do about the Republican leadership backing it? Well, we back the Republican and Democratic freshmen that have been fighting some of the tyranny, mainly Republican. And we make a run at Boehner, who's just a horrible best buddies with Obama and is the reason that we elected all these Tea Party people and they can't get anything done because the committee chairman system, again, dictatorial, centralized, autocratic, authoritarian, despotic, is blocking it. It's outrageous. They're shutting down a coal power plant, the newer ones, every week. Power prices just go up and up and up and up and up. We can't even compete and produce cheap electricity so factories can be here, for heaven's sakes. China opens three a week. Right there is high treason. Foreign enemies couldn't do this to us, okay? I mean, we are just being annihilated, for heaven's sakes. They don't teach reading, writing, and arithmetic in public school. They teach now, call it polyannery. What's it called? I saw it in the news just a minute ago, where three people marry. Three men, three women, three whatever. Next, it's marry your dog. It's all about weirdness. You've got a right to have the government pay for a sex change, but you do not have the right to not have foreign banks sign you on to 2,000 quadrillion and start training the military for martial law. I mean, this is, we're all being screwed over right now, and we're busy having Michelle Obama say, don't say the word bossy, it refers to women, when she's being a big bossy control freak who tells school kids nationwide, dictatorially, what they're supposed to eat. We're not in a free republic anymore, and the last vestiges of it are being flushed down the toilet by a bunch of crazy, aberrant control freak scumbags. So, what do we do about it? What are you doing about it? I want to hear from you. And what do you think the next shoe to drop is with all this out-of-control orgy of power grabbing by these bug-eyed nuts? 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Then I got this news. Every time Greenspan starts talking like this, get ready for the 2007-2008 bubble burst. This bubble now is much bigger, much nastier. Even though I don't like the bubble and like fiat currency, I don't want it to bust. I don't want to see people not having money and not doing well after we've been maneuvered into this fake fiat economy, living off foreign goods, breaking the back of the American people so they can basically humiliate us and make us dependent on them and take our pride and decency away from us. I just can't believe how really evil the globalists are. I mean, they really are trash. Dovetailed with U.S. debt limit to hit in 10 days. Can we queue up for the next segment of Obama saying raising the debt doesn't raise it? I think it's that everything's awesome clip, or it's the one with all his lies. Not all his lies. We need a new Obama tape that's just all the lies. I mean, I know it would take 10 hours, but maybe the top 20 or something. Alan Greenspan warned stocks are without a doubt extremely overvalued. Really? You think so at 18,000? Why has the stock market doubled in just the last few years? Because of fiat currency chasing it. It's a bubble. Annual rate of increase in entitlements of 9% per year. People send me emails going, man, don't talk bad about it. Sure, it's a bubble, but it's all we got. And what, do you want it to collapse? No, I don't want it to collapse. But we've got to be more than a one-crop economy of fiat paper, or when stuff goes belly up, which it will historically. You think the Depression was bad with most of the public self-sufficient? It's going to look like Dawn of the Dead out there. the elite, and that's in our article from yesterday, are building secret airstrips and stuff in the middle of the Arctic and Australia and stuff. I was told by billionaires and people 5-6 years ago, buddy, if you're smart, get out. The elite are hanging off helicopters, kids, to get out of here, like in Saigon, 1975.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
It's always a tough vote because the average person thinks raising the debt ceiling must mean that we're running up our debt. Raising the debt ceiling, which has been done over 100 times, does not increase our debt. Somehow promote profligacy. All it does is it says you got to pay the bills that you've already racked up, Congress.
Just got to pay today. Got me your pocket full of change.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Headline up on InfoWars.com. It's Darren McGreen's special report from last night's nightly news. Mr. Burns declares war. And if you're not watching us, you don't get the fact that Lord Rothschild is a spinning image of Mr. Burns from The Simpsons, who's always saying Smithers. I'll never even really watch The Simpsons. My mom really likes them. When I do watch it, it's funny, but there's a lot of programming in there. Like men are idiots, men are morons. Every dad on a Fox show for 30 years since Married with Children is just a complete buffoon. That's all financed, just like the current attorney general, back when he was deputy attorney general 20-something years ago, said, we got to literally brainwash the public. Well, these are the messages. And when you see every show where the father's a moron, and every show where gun owners are racist, and every show where women are the boss, you're seeing globalist conditioning. Meanwhile, a record number, 56,023,000 women are not in the labor force. And women in every major study are the biggest sex objects they've ever been. And most women say that they, in studies, are not happy with the way their lives are going. Well, that's because the government wrote the script for you, Cupcake. And men aren't happy as well, unless they're busy watching one of their favorite football shows. But I want to go to your phone calls, Jason, Matthew, Brian, Paul, Kevin, and others, on this whole move toward dictatorial power. Now it's just out in the open. It's not Alex Jones saying we're devolving and degenerating and rotting and sinking and collapsing and festering into a stinking heap of dictatorial swarminess with gaggles of sycophantic pomps becoming their own little local viceroys to oppress and dabble in control freak dreams. It's the establishment. We're technocrats now. Why? The EU appoints presidents and prime ministers now. And we'll do it in America, too. Ha, 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 ha. And Goldman Sachs will fund both Jeb Bush and Hillary. Or will you? We'll talk about the fall of Hillary Clinton coming up, but I do want to go to your phone calls. But since I mentioned what Alan Greenspan and Nora Rothschild are saying, I thought I'd play a brief report, a brief snippet from last night's InfoWars Nightly News, hosted by our anchor, Darren McBreen.
Now, speaking of arming our enemies, Lord Rothschild is warning investors that we are about to embark on the most dangerous geopolitical time since World War II. Well, he should know, after all, his family funded most every war since the Napoleonic Wars. Lord Jacob Rothschild, whose business associates include weasels like Warren Buffett and Henry Kissinger, well, he blamed the dangerous climate on chaos and extremism in the Middle East, Russian aggression and expansion, and a weakened Europe threatened by horrendous unemployment. So that is a very scary thought coming from this guy. And if you're not familiar with the history of the Rothschild family, I suggest you look into it. I mean, these guys are worth a lot of money. The Rothschild family is worth $500 trillion. And they own nearly every central bank in the world. They've financed both sides of basically every war since Napoleon. The Rothschilds, they own your news, the media, your oil, and your government. Most of you don't even know who this evil bastard is. And I also found out something else very disturbing about Lord Rothschild. He looks like Mr. Burns from The Simpsons. I mean, the resemblance is obvious. The only difference is Mr. Burns is about as harmless as a Boy Scout or Mother Teresa in comparison. What a douche.
Smithers, let's start World War III.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. The InfoWars Nightly News will return right after this. When we come back, we have two very powerful reports, one from Leanne McAdoo, the other from John Bound. And I'm going to sit down and talk to a biblical scholar. We're going to talk about the emergence of implantable microchips. Is the mark of the beast coming up? That's coming up next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
I don't think it's coming up. I think it's pretty much arrived. That's what his report shows. That's all at prisonplanet.tv and infowars.com/show to find all those details. All right. Coming up, I'll get into this new Save the Net bill that the Republican junior members have brought forward. That's where legislation is supposed to come from, so I think it needs to be supported because we should cause a debate about the bill should be in Congress, not from an executive branch agency. But the Washington Post is attacking it because it doesn't let the feds take over the Internet where they had no jurisdiction before. It just returns it back to the people. doesn't mean I trust the way this bill would be implemented. There needs to be no government involved. Vaccine, not Ebola, made docs sick. That's in a new study, mainstream news. We'll get into that. We're going to get into a new Time magazine poll where Drudge and the Food Babe were far more influential than Obama. Well, Drudge was number one. This is why feds want to take over the internet. Alternative media pioneer Matt Drudge and health activist Vani Hari, a.k.a. the Food Babe, are far more influential than President Obama, according to Time.com poll. People ask why I wasn't included. I frankly don't care. But I was not included in the big list of names you could choose from. So that's just why. I think it was smart of Time, actually, to pick Drudge and Vani Hari, just to see what folks would say. And Drudge was number one, Vani Hari number two. Alternative media pioneer Matt Drudge and health activist Vani Hari, a.k.a. the Food Babe, are far more influential than President Obama, according to a Time.com poll respondents. The poll appears at the end of an article listing Time's picks for the 30 most influential people on the internet. And at the time of this writing, Matt Drudge of the Drudge Report commands the lead with 29%, the Food Babe with 27%, and President Obama comes in a distant third with 6%. Yeah, I mean, even 3-4 years ago, the Obama babe quit doing what she was doing because the YouTube videos would get like 2,000 views. I mean, people are sick of it, okay? They're sick of all the polished teleprompter bull. And it just goes through the whole graph. You've got Drudge number one, Vani Hari number two, Barack Obama number three, Taylor Swift number four, Jimmy Fallon number five, Brandon Stanton, whoever that is, number six. And it just goes on from there, from the 30 things that people that Time chose to let folks choose from. And I think if I'd have been included, I'd probably been like number two and then Vani Hari number three. But, I mean, I don't even care. Vani Hari was number one. All I care about is getting the GMO out of our food. It's a victory for all of us. And you see this in so many other metrics. This is why they want to take over the internet, and that's why they're doing it. I mean, George Soros didn't give $196 million with the government-run Ford Foundation to pass this net neutrality this federal rules power grab out of the FCC because they love internet freedom. It's because they're coming for internet freedom, period. And they still won't release the 330-plus pages, will they? Again, freedom is still there, but they've built this whole new tyranny beside it that is now swallowing up, dissolving, like a jellyfish kind of grabs a fish and pulls it up to dissolve it. It's just dissolving down to our skeletal bones what was left of the Republic, and I'm just watching it with horror. And the elite, in their conquering, realize it's so dangerous, they're all running to armored redoubts in Switzerland and Australia and Monte Carlo and the Bahamas to watch the U.S. blow up and melt down from afar. Maybe they'll roast hot dogs in the flames or something. I mean, it's just redonkulous how classical tyranny this is, classical corruption, classical oligarchy degenerating. I mean, quite frankly, we had some corrupt oligarchy that still was narcissistic and wanted to build big public institutions and build big, beautiful art houses and, you know, fund grandiose ideas. It'd still be bad. I would still oppose it as not being freedom-based and picking winners and losers, but I wouldn't be risking my life fighting it. I wouldn't be throwing myself at it with just absolute savage tooth and nail viciousness, just turning loose every fiber of will I've got to try to come up with a semantical palette to paint the picture that represents reality of the horror to try to get people out of their trance. I mean, this world government is an expression of hatred for humanity and a hatred of goodness. It's just so nasty. So stinking, so crawling directly out of the rotting hole of the carcass that is the mouth of hell. It's like a dead cow blood in the sun with a big hole in the side of it with the maggots pouring out of it. I mean, I hate to be gross like that, but that's what like looking at this is like, crawling all over us. I could care less about red carpets and big giant jets and all that narcissistic stuff that he's festooned. Tyrants and their little outfits prancing around all day to each other. It makes me want to throw up. when I see Michelle Obama or John Boehner, Michael Moore, it's like seeing a maggot spilling out of rotting flesh. It's just, I just recoil from these nasty little wicked scumbags who've joined with the most evil forces on earth to try to overthrow goodness and bring in a new age of darkness. And I said I'd go to your calls and I'm ranting. Briefly, Briefly, we are a listener-supported transmission. That means spreading the word, supporting our sponsors. I want to thank you all and salute you all for that. Plus, we have really good, high-quality T-shirts, ball caps, long-sleeve shirts that promote Molon Lobby, the Second Amendment. We have a whole Made in America section. We have another less expensive Made in the Third World section. It's up to you to make your choice. All of it gets the word out, and that's what's most important. InfoWarsStore.com, MadeIn1776.com. When you call the toll-free number, you can ask about special discounts, spend time with our great crew operators here in-house, and they can answer all of your questions at 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And then after 6 o'clock at night, it goes to the answering service, but I'm just going to phase that out. I'm just going to go right to our answering machines here, and then our people will call you back in the morning is how that's going to work. Because it gets, I've had the same answering service, does a great job, takes orders for like 18, 19 years, but at the same time, it just gets confusing our crew versus operators, and so we're just going to take it all in-house now, except for in emergencies, flip it over, or holidays, to the backup number. And that's a directive that I've told folks, and I want to see happen. But you can call us here right now at 888-253-3139 and talk to our folks. We have 30% off Super Female Vitality that will end today, because I was just told before the show that it's on the verge of selling out. 30% off. The Super Male sold out last weekend. So the Female pretty much has the same effect. It has a few different ingredients. I tend to like Super Female Vitality more than Super Male, but it's all apples and oranges. It'll be 6 weeks till we get more of the Female, a few weeks till we get more of the Male. You can get a bottle of Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Boost when you get two bottles of Survival Shield X2, already discounted. 3 days left on that special or until the Ancient Defense sells out, which it's very close to doing. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You make it possible. 10% off with promo code WATER at checkout on all the water filtration systems as well. So InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And you can find all the great longevity products. You get 30% off when you sign up to be a distributor and free shipping when you sign up for auto ship at InfoWarsHealth.com or InfoWarsTeam.com. Okay, let's go to the calls. And I think my phone system has been locking up. I see that it isn't giving me the time, or there we go. We'll keep rebooting that. Let's go ahead and go to Jason in Florida. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. Two quick comments. You mentioned what we should do about the president becoming a dictator. I think Texas is on the right path. We need to a state to secede from the union. And then,
well, I don't mean to brag or to interrupt you, but I got to say, Texas has got its fair share of problems. But Texas is the only state battling hardcore federally the gun grabbing, the only state battling the hardcore dictator open borders, the only state battling shutting off the power plants in a big way. And I mean, Texas is just absolutely about to lead the country. And I'm so proud of our state. And I know the governor from sources is aware of what's going on. So he better watch out, because the system hates his guts. I'm telling you, Texas. I'm so proud of Texas. Go ahead.
Yeah, God bless Texas. My son was born there. I'm proud of that for sure. My second comment was, Alex, I've been listening to you for a long time. And I've never been more upset with you than I was when you interviewed Bill Ayers. And the reason is because I felt like you just attacked him immediately. And didn't really give him a fair shot, and sort of just labeled him a commie when he was actually saying that he wasn't a communist, or not outright, but he was sort of, you guys were on the same page, it seemed like.
But see, that's what communists do, is in their new phase, they act all friendly and nice and try to get common ground with you. This guy wrote the playbook that Obama is using predominantly, along with a few other people. the guy that wrote Rules for Radical Saul Alinsky and others. And so I knew he was saying, oh, that red star, that's the symbol of Macy's. I'm not a commie, when he is a famous communist. And then, oh, we didn't want to hurt anybody with the bombs. And then I've got clips of him saying we wanted to hurt people. So, I mean, he came off as very slick. I've got a lot of criticism for not being meaner to him. So, listen, I do this 3-4 hours a day. You're right. I probably could have done a better job. The problem is that when you're actually live on air, you don't always, score the perfect touchdown. But I think I exposed him. And then we put the video out later showing him playing ignorant.
I understand. It's just I don't see that. I've listened to the guy for a while, and I've had an impression of him kind of just based on what I heard in the media. And from what I read of him and what I listen to of him, it's totally different than than what the media portrays him as. And it seems like they're trying to demonize him and demonize anti-war activism, because that's kind of what he's all about.
Well, here's the deal. A communist like him does not represent an anti-war movement, in my view, and discredits it. So you're absolutely right. He and others were used to discredit the anti-war movement. So what you just picked up on is absolutely true. But, I mean, here's the deal. I've studied Bill Ayers, and the guy is a liar, in my view. But I hear you, man, and I understand that some of the right-wing and people kind of use him as their boogeyman when they're involved in a bunch of bad stuff as well. But I appreciate you putting up with me. God bless you, Jason. Paul, Kevin, Brian, Matthew, how do we stop the government turning into a dictatorship? Well, I think we label it as a dictatorship.
As the New World Order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Sold out for weeks due to the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation, the exclusive InfoWars Life Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. Secret 12 is a binary of nutrimedical-grade bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin, the most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
When an emergency happens, you could be left to fend for yourself and your family. An outbreak of contagious disease can happen anywhere. Because we're faced with more diseases than ever before, we need a better solution than ever before. Fortunately, there is a simple, effective way to protect yourself. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is effective against more than 500 different disease-causing pathogens without encouraging drug resistance and without side effects. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported and is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the code SILVER2015 for 30% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
You're the
in this segment and the next. Then we have Mr. Steele joining us. Robert David Steele to cover the waterfront. PiBetaIota.net, BigBatUSA.org. Formerly with the Central Intelligence Agency as a case officer, you can break down the Middle East and a lot more. You don't want to miss that. It's always a powerful interview. Right now, let's go to Paul in Indiana. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
Hey, I just want to say I've been loving your show here for a couple of years and just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. I mean, just briefly, since you mentioned, I didn't know you were going to bring this up. I mean, an example of what the products have done for you.
Well, we both we do the super male and the super female vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there. Just general improvements all over. Wife's menstrual cycle's been better. You know, just little things like that. Mainly getting off the energy drinks has been our biggest benefit.
Did you feel an immediate effect with the super male, or did it take time?
I think it took a little time for it to get in my system to start working the bad stuff out. And
it took a couple of weeks for me as well when I got on a few years ago before we were even putting on our own variety of it. And that's how you're supposed to feel, or even better, because this is just trying to block all the estrogen mimickers. It's probably not completely successful, but it's a little closer to what we should be feeling like. They want us stunned and dumbed down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it. Well, thank you for your support, sir. What specifically did you call in about, Paul?
Well, basically, the whole government, like you said, has become a joke. The presidency definitely has become a joke, and I think we should try to initiate a new way to select the president. And I'm thinking maybe we use Hollywood to hijack government, stay the other way around. And I'm thinking a reality TV show. Let the American people choose the popular president candidate from anyone who wants to try to become president. Put them through a set of tests, let some judges, let the American people vote on
it. If that was open and free, it ended up being somebody like Ron Paul or somebody, because he would always be winning up front in the first primaries, and they would come in and demonize him or start cheating him. But how would you keep, though, the networks from trying to manipulate it?
Well, it wouldn't be easy. It would have to be done by some people that really cared about the outcome. Basically, just put the people up there, anyone that wants to try, put them up there, put them through the test, see how they handle certain situations, let the American people do a popular vote, and then whoever wins, you put them up as an independent party candidate.
Well, we need to open up the system. The two-party dictatorship's a big problem. I've also said that we should work within the system and without on every front and try to get libertarian patriots elected to Congress. They're very close to auditing the Fed. They're very close to kicking out Boehner. The globalist main attack pattern is to block a Republican takeover by the Patriots. So we need to work on that while promoting third-party candidates, especially at the state level. I totally agree with you. And we should just start doing our own internet reality shows. You never know what's going to end up getting picked up and getting big, to just change the way we see culture. Notice how most of the top shows now are produced by a sponsor. Not just House of Cards, there's a whole bunch of them now that are dominating cable and TV. So first, cable was dominating TV with more choice. Now, internet is dominating cable and broadcast TV because there's more choice. And so don't wait, folks. Just produce it, get it out there, and they will come. It's going to be art. It's going to be making culture to counter globalist culture, if it's dead culture, that will bring them down. Great points, Paul. Got me thinking. Brian and others, your calls are straight ahead. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert.
Security, alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis, InfoWars, building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive, discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.